You have your Bible, turn to Philippians today, chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians 3, verse 13, the Bible says, "Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if if in anything we be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto us." Now, would you listen to this? "Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren," now listen, verse 17, "brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself." Look at this morning. We see Paul, and he's writing to some things. He said, "Not as I had already attained." Paul said, "I ain't got a hold of everything," but he said, "There's something got a hold of me." He said, "There's a change taking place in my life, and praise God, it just gets better farther on." I want to say, if we just stay with the Lord, things will get better farther on. Amen? You may be going through a rough spell right now, but praise God, this too will pass. In just a little while, praise God, we'll come out shouting the victory. Amen? He said, "Either we're already perfect, but I follow after." Amen. He said, "I'm striving for perfection." Amen. There's none of us here yet, but Paul says we need to work toward being perfect. Amen. What is being perfect? That's a being that's right according to God's Word. Amen. Walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting Him, praise God, to keep us where we need to be. I want to say there's no help outside of Jesus. Amen. There's no help outside of the Holy Ghost of God, that by which we are sealed unto the day of redemption. But I want to say, praise God, when you get the sealing spirit to move upon you, glory be God, things change in your life. Amen. We become that new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God, He begins to mold and make anew and afresh. And we begin to be so excited about what God's doing, and we get to can't help it. That's what Paul was talking about here. He said, "For which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ." He said, who was it got a hold of me? Who was it got a hold of Paul over there on the Damascus Road? Amen. See, Paul thought he was doing this thing right. I want to say today, there's a whole lot of people, we think we're doing this thing right. Paul was zealous in what he was doing. Amen. Hey, he was sincere, but you know what? He was sincerely wrong. We can be very sincere today, but we can be sincerely wrong. Amen? But Paul said, "I had a zeal." And he said, "I apprehended that got a hold of me." He said, "I apprehended." He said, praise God, that Jesus reached out and got a hold of my life and began to do something spectacular for me. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." He said, I haven't got a hold of all of it. He said, "I ain't got a rope around it and drawn it all up yet. But," he said, "there's one thing that I do." He said, "I forget that's behind me." Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind. You know what he said, Brother Rick? He said, "I'm putting the past behind me. I'm forgetting about all those old vile things I did. I'm forgetting about the time, I'm putting behind me the times I broke the heart of God. I broke the heart of my family. I broke the heart of my friends. I broke the heart of my relations." He said, I'm putting that all behind me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and reaching forth. He said, "I've come out of the past." He said, "I'm living in the present." Amen. We can't do nothing about the past. Hey, if we're wrong people, we can go back and apologize. But we can't. Hey, that's all that we can do. We can't change what's already been done. Amen. Paul said, but we can forget. We can put that behind us. Amen. We can live right now, praise God, looking for what? The future. Amen. He said we can live looking for the future. He said under those things which are before. Amen. He said I'm looking for that. That's ahead. I'm not looking for what we have now. Praise God. I'm looking for what's ahead. I don't know if you notice anything. This thing's about to finish up. The Bible's being fulfilled right before our eyes. You know what happened in the United States last night? Have you listened? Have you paid attention? There was an earthquake, almost a 4 magnitude in California. There was an earthquake up north of us, amen, last night. There was an earthquake south of us last night. And we're sitting right on a great old big fault line. Now, it don't take rocket science to tell you where we're at. Amen. And Jesus said, praise God, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. All these diverse things happening all over the world. Earthquake in Nepal. 10,000 or more dead. They ain't even got a total yet. Had a volcano in Chile erupted, covered a whole town with 13 to 15 inches of rock and soot. They're shoveling off roofs because they said if it rained on it, turned to concrete and caused them to collapse. You see in the dire air that we're living in, the time that we're living in, praise God, we better be paying attention because it's about to finish up. It's about over. Amen. You say, well, I know what you're saying. You say, well, preacher, I've heard that all my life. Hey, preacher, way before you said we better get ready. That the end times is coming. They said the end times is coming. I want to say, praise God, the end times are upon us even this morning. Amen. This thing's playing out. I've prophecy been filled in a breakneck speed like I've never seen it before. There's a great falling away in the church. Amen. Folks is giving up on God, going home and trying to think they can make it on themselves. Amen. They won't do it. He said, we need not to fail to assemble ourselves together, even so the more as we see the day approaching. What day was he talking about? Times such as these. We need to get close to God. We need to run to Him and not away from Him. We need to get closer, praise God, to God. We need to get closer to God's people because we're going to need each other to get through the end of this thing. That's why it's important that we gather up in one body, praise God, because we are one. Amen. He's only one church of born-again believers. And it's time that we stood up. As Brother Rex said this morning, Sunday school, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Praise God. Glory be God. It's the means of salvation to so many today. But praise God. Hey, we need to stand up boldly. We need to stand up proudly and proclaim the gospel. Boy, it tickled my heart yesterday. Took these young folks out visiting and they was racing to the next door. Knock on the door, invite somebody to church, give them a tract, the Word of God, put it in their hand. They weren't ashamed. Amen. Hey, was trailer park. We went to every house in them. Knocking on the door, crashing out tracts, inviting people to church. Amen, giving them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unashamedly, we need to all step up, praise God, in these last days, amen, and say, without shame, I'm going to stand for Jesus. Amen. Are you ashamed of Him today? Bible said, if you're ashamed of Him, said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. Praise God. He's my heavenly Savior. Praise God. He means everything to me. Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He says, how am I going to get to where I need to be? He may said, it ain't me. He said, I'm just going to press on, praise God, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What are we doing? What is salvation today? Salvation is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. It's trusting that Jesus got up for us. It's allowing Him, amen, that blood sacrifice that was given. It's putting our faith and our trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that covers the multitude of sins. Amen. It'll begin to take, you know what that does? It begins to blot those sins out. That's what the blood does. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it was shed for me and shed for you on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, as we do those things in this old world that we tend are apt to do, praise God, that brings grief to the heart of God. Amen. Glory be God. He brings that to our remembrance. He helps us bring it to our mind. Praise God, so we can forsake that mess that He covers with the blood. Amen. Glory be to God. He obscures that out of our life, and it's no longer part of who we are. Amen. That's what Jesus does. There's a whole lot of folks that believe that there's nothing to do, that there's no significance in the blood. Amen. Without the blood, we'd still be lost in our sins. Amen. But thank God, because of that blood that was shed on Calvary, amen, He covers those sins, praise God, that we so easily be drawn into if we ain't careful. But praise God, He's a great big God of glory, came to cover those sins. Amen. Paul said, I'm pressing for the mark. He said, it's not about what I can do, but it's about the Lord Jesus, what Jesus can do for me. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say, it's not about what you can do, but it's about what Jesus can do for you. Amen. It's about getting on your face and crying out to a holy God and saying, Lord, I need help. Amen. We preached on, hit on this last week, praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll get caught up in our pride, praise God, and we'll try to do it ourselves, and we'll say, well, I don't need God. I can do this. But I want to say, there's nothing, we can do nothing without Him. We need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to help us in every aspect of our lives. Every decision we make. Amen. Every word we say. Hello? Every action that we take. Every reaction that we have. Amen. It needs to be guided by the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I want to say this morning, praise God, He will do that for us if we'll let Him. Hey, He'll be right there. He said He sticks closer than a brother. Now, I don't know about you. I've got two brothers, and if I mess up, they'll tell me. That quick fashion, a hurry. Amen. But I tell you, He said He's closer than a brother. Amen. Said He sticks right there with you. Praise God. And when you mess up, praise God, He's there to show you that you mess up. Amen. Paul said that. He said, therefore, I'm pressing for the mark, praise God, of that high calling. Amen. He said, where does that come from? That's a calling from God. It's God speaking in our hearts, amen, directing us in the way that He wants us to go. He's kind of like a director. He says, hey, over this way a little bit. No, a little bit more. Amen, there you go. Now you're still too close to that. You just move over just a little bit more. Amen. He does, if we'll just listen to Him, praise God. Paul said, I'm pressing towards that mark of the high calling. Amen, what God wants to do in my life. He said, therefore, let us, therefore, as many as be perfect. Now, what's he talking about? See there? He said, well, preacher, see there? He said, he's saying there's perfection there. He said, we're not perfect. He's talking about complete. Amen. You know what it means to be perfect for a child of God? It means that we believe this blessed old book. He means that this is real in our life. This is what we listen to. This is what we build upon. This is where we have our faith. This is what we're established in. He said, that's what makes us perfect. He said, that's what gives us completeness. Amen? He said, it's not in how good we are, what we do, praise God. It's in what God does for us. Amen? He said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. Amen. What having the mind of Christ? Just keep pressing on, allowing God to direct us and focus us and help us, praise God, all the days of our lives. He said, and if in any way be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen. He said, if there's something about you that's not right. Now you listen to me this morning. How do we get help? We get help from the Lord. If there's anything in us that's not right, praise God, God will reveal it to you. Amen. If there's anything that's not right in your life, in your family, your home, and situations, God will reveal it to you. He'll show it to you. Amen. Ain't that what He said? That's the Bible. Amen. It's word for word what God said. He said that God shall reveal even this unto you. He said if there's any mind other than perfection, any mind of that complete faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He said God will reveal it to you. Said He'll get rid of it, praise God, and He'll move help in. I mean, it'll come into your house, come into your mind, praise God. It'll take up its abode. It'll kick its shoes off. Praise God, take up housekeeping in you. Amen. 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 Glory to God. It don't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, or how much money you got, or how poor you are. Amen. Praise God. He said, this is what God said He wants to do for every one of us because He loves us today. Amen. You say, preacher, well, He loved me that much. He loves you more. Amen. He loves you more than you'd ever believe. More than you could ever think. Praise God. He wants to touch the hearts and life of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this whole country. He come to seek and to save that as well. He would that none should perish. But all should come to repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule let us mind the same thing. Now here's where he's saying. Now listen, as I'm about to get to the message, I'll give you the title in a minute. He said, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained. He said Brother Rex, that we've already got a hold of. That we already know about. Well, who do you know this morning? Hey, I don't care. You may not know President Obama. You may not know our congressmen, our senators. You may not know who's the military leaders of this country that keeps us strong and keeps us in power. But praise God, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin, praise God, I want to say you know all that you need to know. Amen. He said, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Now listen to this. He said, let us mind the same thing. Amen. What he's saying here, he said that we need to walk by the same rule of righteousness. We need to walk in the same rule of closeness. We need to walk with the same God of truth. Amen. In the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to come together on this thing. We need to realize, praise be to God, that there's a good God of glory that's out there to lead and direct and to guide every one of us into that blessed hope. Amen. He's there to guide, individually. Amen. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm saying, well, my wife may need a little bit different than what I need. Brother Bill may need a little bit of something, a little extra coaching from a different place than what I need. Amen. But God knows all about those needs. Praise God. He knows where you're at, knows what you need, praise God, and He can meet that need. Amen. And Paul says, as we begin to attain to this, we begin to recognize and realize and get a hold of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it ought to be bringing us together. Amen. You know what it's bringing us together to? Number one, holiness. Number two, righteousness. And number three, praise God, to a place in glory. Amen. It's a drawing force, praise God, that's a pulling us. It's pulling us away from the world. It's pulling us away from the things of the flesh, praise God, and drawing us unto Him. Amen. And he said, in this thing here, he said, what we're attaining to, he said, it's a togetherness. He said, it's a one-mindedness. He said, we're following the same rules. Amen. See, God don't have a set of rules for Brother Bill. And another set of rules for Brother Rex. And another set of rules for Brother Jeff. No, he said, he give us one set of rules. Amen, praise God. And he said, when we come together and we follow the rules, praise God. He said, the good God of glory. Amen, he begins to bless us and to help us and encourage us and pull us along. Amen. Praise God. And you say, preachers, it's that simple. It's exactly that simple this morning. When we follow the rules. Amen. He says, brethren, be followers together of me. Now what Paul says, what he says here to the Philippians, title of my message this morning, look around and see. Look around and see. As you're here this morning, Paul says, brethren, you know what he's saying when he says that? He said, dear children of God, amen. He said, the beloved of the Father. Amen. He said, those that's already overcame, praise God, to the knowledge of the saving truth of Lord Jesus Christ. He says, brethren, praise God. He said, be followers together of me. Amen. He says, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Amen. You know what he's saying? He said we need to look around and we need to see. I won't say, praise God, it's about time that the church woke up. I believe we've been in a slumber. We've been a state of slumber and apathy for way too long. Praise God, it's time that we woke up. You young people, old people alike, praise God, we need to open our eyes wide. We need to look around us and praise God, those that's on fire for God, those that's excited about the Lord, praise God, we need to get behind them, amen, focus on them and say, you know what? I want what they've got. Amen. We need to look around, praise God, and think about them old saints of God, those in bygone times, praise God, who left us a good godly example, and say, praise God, that somebody's got to step up, and somebody's got to fill those shoes, and it might as well be me. Amen. Well, I thought about this yesterday. We had these young'uns out, and me and Brother Roberts chasing them all over these trailer parks, and them excited about the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, wanting to knock on the door, passing out a track. He was energized, praise God. He was discussing over who would get to knock on the next door. Amen. And they'd open, I tell you, some of them people, they was like, they'd open the door and had all these youngins all of a sudden said, "We're from Stony Fork Baptist Church. We won't invite you to church. You do have to have a tract." I mean, they were overwhelmed. Why? Because they was a zeal. Hey, man, you say, is that something wrong? I don't know. That's what we all ought to have. Paul said, we need to look around, praise God. We need to realize those that's got a zeal, those that's excited, praise God, and we need to mark them, glory to God. We need to fall in behind them and march on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm up in my years, I can't go like that. Praise God, you can do some knee time. Amen. You see somebody that's got a zeal of God, I'm somebody that's wanting to. I won't say we're living in life. I just told you. This thing's almost over. We ought to have a want to. We ought to have a zeal and desire, praise God, to do something for Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We ought to have a desire. Amen. If these youngins want to go out and witness for Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to have a desire to take them out and let them do it. Amen. Amen. If we can get them stirred up, get them excited, amen, they're the church. Amen. If they're not excited, you know what we're going to grow into? An old cold dead something. Amen. But I don't know about you. I don't want some old cold dead something here. I don't want cold dead something down yonder. I don't want cold dead something down in my house. Amen. I want the power of God. I want the fire of God. Amen. To minister to my heart, my life, and my people. Amen. So we're going to have to decide, praise God, where we're going to stand. We need to look around and see today, praise God, just where we are. I want to ask you today, you can look around your life, look around and see who you are, where you're at, what you're doing. I want you to think about it a minute. Think about it just a minute. Some of you mentioned to me lately about witnessing for the Lord Jesus and lifting up His name and telling somebody, amen, being a witness. But I want you to think about it. How many of you are sitting here this morning and it's been a long time since you said anything for the Lord? Huh? It's been a long time since you've told anybody about Jesus. It's been a long time since you've had a witness, since you've had a testimony, since you've been excited. Who stole your joy? Huh? Who stole our joy? Where did our joy go? You know what? We've let the devil come in and we've handed it to him on a platter. That's what we've done. He hasn't taken it from us. The devil hasn't taken our joy. He hasn't taken our hope. He hasn't taken our excitement. He hasn't taken our zeal. You know what we've done? We've went over to the door when he knocked and we've opened it for him. And he said, "I'd like to have your joy." And we said, "Okay, here, devil. Here you go. Oh, wait a minute. Here's my husband's too. And here's my wife's. And here's the children. We don't want them to be happy either." Amen. Amen. He ain't took it from, we passed it to him. We handed it out the door. He said, "Well, preacher, what can we do now?" We take it back. Amen. How do you do it? How we line up, praise God. We look around and we see some old saint of God who's faithful to God, who's getting blessed, who's shouting and praising God, and we get behind them. Amen. We begin to scotch to him. We begin to uplift him, praise God. We begin to pray like old Elisha did. Elijah asked him. He said, "Ask what I can do for you." Elisha said, "Well, sir," he said, "I know how you are, and I've seen all that God's blessed you with." He said, "I'd like to have a double portion." Amen. I wonder what happened if God's people look around us and see and we're getting cold and dead and indifferent and we look around and see some old saint of God, amen, stayed with us tough and say, "God, give me a double portion." Amen. But we look around and we see, and the sad state of affairs is, in most of our modern churches, there's nobody that's spiritual no more. There's nobody that wants the things of God. There's nobody that desires the house of God. We've forsaken the house of God. That's where you get help. We've forsaken the fellowship. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you straight up. You get outside the fellowship of God and God's people, you'll get cold and indifferent. Amen? But then wait a minute. If you forsake the fellowship, you get out of church, you forsake the fellowship, you get cold and indifferent. What about those people that looking around and seeing? What if some little old boy or girl, what if some grandson or granddaughter looks around on us this morning, they listen to Pastor Jeff and he's preaching, and they look around at your life, And they look around and see what you've got, and they get in line with you, and they begin to follow you, and then you begin to be their example. What do they have? What will they have? What will they have? Let me use, you mind if I use you, brother, as an example? There's a fellow told me the other day. He's not a church man. Not a church-going fella. He asked me the other day, he said, is Kim still coming up there to the church? I mean, lost man. He wanted to know, said, Brother Kim still coming? I said, yeah. I said, boy, he's had some bumpy road, but praise God, he's still in there. Amen. You know what he's doing? He's a looking around. He's a looking around. He's a looking around to see what he can see. He's lost and undone, but he's looking around to see if there's somebody that'll give him some hope. What are they seeing when they're looking around this morning? Who are they seeing? What are they seeing? What kind of example are we today? What kind of example are you today? They see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Glory be to the Son, light of the Son, the S-O-N, praise God, a beaming off of you. Glory, glory coming from your soul, overflowing, praise God. Amen. What do they see? You know why he asked me that? Because he seen a little ray of hope. Amen. He said, you know what? If that God that you talk about up there, Stony Ford, can help Brother Kim, maybe he could help me too. Hey, glory to God. And they're looking around and they're seeing us today. They're desiring, they're wanting some help. But I wonder what kind of help we're giving them when they're looking around and seeing what they see. You young people, listen to me just a minute. Look up here a minute. All you young people, school-age kids. Let me ask you a question. When you go to school down there, where you go to school? Amen. What kind of example are you setting? Amen. What kind of example are you setting when them other students, other people look at your life? Amen. When they look around and they see you, what kind of life are they seeing? Huh? What kind of life are they seeing? What kind of representation are you? We're ambassadors for Christ. Amen. We're representatives of the Most High. We ought to wear that as a badge of honor. We ought to take that serious. But young people, listen, look at me. What kind of example are you seeing? I want you to think about this. I want you to take what Pastor Jeff's saying this morning to school with you tomorrow. And I want you to realize that these people are looking around in your school. Little boys, little girls that's lost as a ball in high weeds. They're lost. They may never see the Lord Jesus Christ. They may never hear a Bible verse. But they're looking around and they're seeing you. And they're seeing you and you. And Andrew, they're seeing you. Amen. Matthew, they're seeing you. And they're looking around at your life. What are they seeing? Huh? Are they seeing an example of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or are they seeing somebody that's just like they are? Huh? What are they seeing? I want to say, praise God, if we'll just get in line, hey, behind some old saint of God, amen, and we'll begin to follow him, and we'll walk with him, amen, he'll lead us to place. He said, Paul said, just mark me. He said, put a marker on me, praise God, and just watch me. Pray for me, praise God. Follow me as I follow Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, young people, old people, praise God, we need to realize that these people, they are people looking around. These people see in our lives today. And we have influence on those people that sees us. Amen. You realize over at doggy daycare? Amen. They come in them old yapping, howling dogs. But they're watching you. Amen. They see you. Above all that turmoil, they're looking at you. They say, well, he's the owner of this establishment. Looks like God's blessing him. Huh? Amen. We're going to shut it down on Sundays, though. That's ridiculous. Amen. But, amen. But see, they're looking around. These people are looking around at us all the time. These people that's looking at Stony Fork Baptist Church. I preach Wednesday night on having a vision. You know, without a vision, people perish. But I can't have the vision alone. Amen. I've got to have some people that will come on. I've got to have people that look at it and say, you know what? I believe Pastor Jeff loves the Lord. I believe he's wanting to do a good thing. Amen. And I believe somebody needs to come along. Everybody needs to come along behind and say, you know what? We need to lift up Pastor Jeff. Praise God. Pray for his guidance, for his leadership. Pray that God will just help us to get where God wants us to be. Amen. Amen. And you know what? God bring us along. Amen. He'll encourage us. He'll uplift us. Together. Paul said, you got to come together on this thing. He said, be followers of me. He said, let us walk by the same rule. He said, and let us be of the same mind. He said, hey, it ain't about me, what I can do. But he said, what God can do for all of us. We all need help today. Oh, let me just say this morning. You may be here today and you feel like you're about this big. The old devil stomped and beat and picked on you. The world and the flesh has done you wrong. Praise God, you're just about to give up. But I want to say, listen, you're not alone in this. Every one of us have kind of hardships all the time. Every one of us, we fight the flesh and the devil by the acre. Amen? I mean, it's a constant battle, but praise God. You know what? There's a whole bunch of us this morning that ain't going to give up and we ain't going to quit. We're going to stay with God, realizing, praise God, He promised to stay with us, that He'd never forsake us. He'd never leave us, praise God. And no matter how sorry and no count we feel, praise God, He still feels about us. He still cares for us. Amen. He's still on our side. And praise God, you sort of just throw up your hands and say, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say, whoa, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know what? Next thing you know, you'll be over in the glory world. You'll forget about that behind. Paul said, I've already forgot about it. He said, what did I say in the beginning? He said, I've already left that behind. He said, I'm looking for the next adventure. Praise the Lord. He's come alongside. So looking around, seeing where we're at, seeing where we need to be. He goes on and says this. He said, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. You know, I want to look around. I'd like to see folks that's going for Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, look, said, if, and they said, they were some that was casting out devils and we forbid them. He said, no, he said, forbid them not. He said, if they're not against us, then they're for us. But if we ain't very careful, we'll be working against the very one that loved us. Amen. I don't ever want to be said to be an enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't ever be an enemy of that blessed promise that He gives, that blessed hope that He passes out, amen, in a liberal fashion. Amen. He said, they some that would like to destroy and tear down. He said, they're enemies of Christ. But He said, they're destruction. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. He said, they're just after what they can get. I hope there's nobody here today that's just after what you can get. You know, we sing that song where He saved us from hell. I hope you're not just, I know, hey, praise God, He saved us from hell. But I hope that ain't all that you're after. I hope you're after a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope we realize, praise God, the one that saved us from hell. I hope we realize, praise God, the precious blood He shed that made us fireproof. Amen. Do you realize Jesus put you on a robe of righteousness, praise God, that's fireproof? Amen. Praise God, you couldn't burn now if you want to. Of course, I didn't know nobody want to. He said, well, how do we do it? Let me say this, and I'm done. He said, well, preacher, how can we look around and we see and we find an example? We begin to, how do we do that, Lord? We just realize where our conversation is. That manner of living. Amen. It's not in those people that we're following. It's where they're getting their directions. Amen. They're getting their orders from headquarters. Amen. He says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, we get our marching orders. We look around and see folks that's following Christ. How do they know what to do? Because they're getting their orders from headquarters. They're getting their orders from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's giving them direction. He's giving them the way to go. He's showing them the way. He is the way. Amen. Our conversation, that manner of living. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue what? All things unto Himself. Amen. All this old rebellious nature that we have, Praise God, God says, I'm able to reach out. I'm able to take that away. And he said, I'm even able to put in a new nature. Amen. You know we can do that, right? Because the Bible said he takes out a stony heart. That one is cold and indifferent and hard and callous. He takes that out and he puts in a heart of flesh in its place. Amen. That one that'll beat, that one that can love, that can have compassion, that one that can care, that one that can forgive, that one that can have relationships with him and with others. Amen. He said, but you know what we need to do? We need to look around today and see. We need to look around today. What kind of example we're being in the world we live in. As we gather up a Wednesday night and we go over there to the square to have service over there and have a time of prayer and magnifying God. And we need to look around and see what kind of person we want to be. Amen. I want to be somebody that'll be there, that'll magnify God, that'll lift Him up, that'll realize and recognize down in my soul what He's already done for me and the blessed promises that I have. Amen. But as you look around this morning and you see, what do you see? Huh? As you look around this morning to see, what do you see? You see yourself? What does self look like? Does it look like somebody that's trying their best to follow Christ and to do it right with the help of the Lord? Or are we doing like a whole lot of Christians? We come to church when it's church time and we go home and we throw our Bible down and we live just any old way till it's time to go back to church again. Wonder who we're following. Wonder who we're following. We need to look around and we need to see who we're following. We need to look around and see, most of all, who might be following us. We need to look around and see. There's some little old boy, some little old girl, some mama, some daddy, some brother, some sister that's looking at you. They're looking around to see what kind of life you're living. And they see it. You know, we wonder sometimes, let me say this and I'm done. We wonder sometimes why we can't get, our family members are the hardest ones to win to Jesus. I wonder why that is. Probably because they looked around and they seen how we live. Huh? They seen how we live. They seen what our priorities are. They see what kind of moral convictions we have. Huh? And a whole lot of them say, well, you know, I do just as good as they do, and I don't have to get up Sunday morning and go to church. We need to look around and see who's watching us today.